I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Welcome to I Like Beer, the podcast, where we discuss great beers and the stories that go with them. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm your host, Jeff. And with us today, we've got producer Joe.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
And Mateo.
Ciao.
Ciao, nice.
That's right. This team, you can count on this
team.
Yeah.
Dream team.
That's right.
Yeah. Count on this team. You can count on this team.
Can
75.
We ride or die team?
Yeah, you're on the edge.
I'm going to say 75% of this team can be counted on 100%
of the time. 100% of the time. That's right.
And also, great to have you, Joe.
And 100% of the team can be counted on 25% of the time? What's the
I'm not good at math. I'm not solid.
25%
on
can be counted on 50% of the time. And
that's
this is why
statistics.
Yeah.
And that's math.
And that's statistics.
We're friends who love good beer and telling stories, so we turned it into a podcast.
And to quote the legend, one of the legends from Austin, Texas, we are on the road again or about to go on the road again.
Can you put a little bit of that in there?
Just a little bit. 30 seconds or less, I hear. But I saw
Willie Nelson play this summer. I don't think he cares. That guy is so cool. 92 years old. He's still playing shows. He's awesome.
Teachers by day, beer drinkers by night. Lucky enough to live in North County, San Diego. Beer Mecca within a beer Mecca. Please pour yourself a beer, pull up a bar stool, and join us.
Hey, y'all. I really like beer, and you should buy me a beer. So you go to ilikebeerthepodcast.com and click on Buy Me a Beer. Thanks.
That's Buy Me a Beer. Click the link on the website, ilikebeerthepodcast.com. Help us support this. We can't take these road trips for free.
True.
We want to get in the studio and we want to do some video.
That's right.
Which means we need a little help. ilikebeerthepodcast.com. $5, $10, $15. That's all. Just buy us a beer and then we keep doing this. And you get to keep listening. So ilikebeerthepodcast.com. And you can see all the pictures from the trip.
That's true.
Except for during the eclipse. Too dark.
It was too dark. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. No flashing during the eclipse.
No flashing anytime, Joe. Really, that's
just camera flashing.
No flashing anytime, Joe. That should go without saying. But
Sloppy Joe week was a couple Sloppy weeks Joe's, ago.
Yes.
Okay. Let me write this down. Yeah. No time, anytime. Okay.
Here's a word from one of our fellow shows from our podcast network.
Welcome to Velocity, the Vista Chamber podcast, where we dive deep into Vista's heartbeat. Join engaging conversations with local heroes, movers, shakers, and changemakers shaping Vista's spirit. Tune in anytime, anywhere for a personalized connection to community stories. Velocity goes beyond info. It's a bridge connecting Vista's diverse voices. Hosted by me, Chamber CEO Rachel Beld, powered by the Vista Chamber of Commerce, your go-to for the heartbeat of Vista's vibrant community.
Hello, friends. I'm Joe Samo. I'm an attorney in San Diego, and I'm the host of Run It By My Lawyer. It's a great podcast where you will learn a lot about the law, and it is very entertaining, if I say so myself. And you could get it for free anywhere you get your podcasts, and you could follow us on Instagram at Run It By My Lawyer.
And Magic Mind Productivity Drink. Want to give them a shout out again. Sponsor of the show, green matcha tea flavor. Tasty. I liked it.
I feel more productive.
Okay. It definitely gives a boost.
No, it does. Yeah. It does. Definitely.
I was the first one to have one, and I think that's the last time I was productive, right? You guys could do the math. It was about 2 months ago.
Burns clean. That was my comment. Burns clean. Because I've had a lot of, because I do like my coffee. I like caffeine, and a lot of times it'll leave me twitchy, or I'm up at 2 a.m. wide awake because I had coffee after 2, and I put it to the test. I just got the boost when needed, and none of that extra stuff. So as advertised for me.
I would agree.
Magic Mind Productivity Drink. Thanks for your sponsorship. So we live in a beer mecca. That doesn't mean there isn't great beer out there to be found, which is why we hit the road, as you alluded to, on the way to Austin. Let's see, when this releases, are we in the air?
We're about to. We'll leave this week.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. The week that this is releasing, we will be heading to Austin.
Austin, Texas. You've been there many times.
Yep.
My first trip, Joe, you've been there?
I've been there once.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And when's Easter land on this trip?
Right.
We get there on a Saturday and it's on Sunday.
Perfect. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be okay.
That's my own selfish question because you do what you want to do, but you're much more
actually,
fun.
I just, we booked yesterday a reservation at a place for a brunch on Sunday brunch called Bangers. And it has 102 taps.
Perfect.
Yeah. So
that's good. That should be enough.
And they actually have within it, if you can't make a decision on what of the beers you want, they have a wheel and you just spin the wheel and whatever one pops up, that's when they'll pour you that beer for those that decide. It's really cool. And, they have, you know, local, like you can actually get a lot of San Diego beers, but most of it's local beers and they have them. It's really well set up, divided by types of beers. And it's split into two different bars. So like 52 on one side and, you know, 50 on the other side of it. Really cool place. And it's the only place, the other place I've been to too, that you actually can do flights of bacon.
They have that many types of bacon. Nice.
You can do flights of bacon in your breakfast and stuff. Okay. So that's where we're going to be Easter Sunday when you're ready to go.
Awesome.
So,
I'll be right by that wheel spinning it.
And thanks to Joe, we have a beer in hand.
We do.
Yes.
Or no thanks to Joe, we have a beer in hand. This is Corona.
Beer in hand. Yeah.
Non-alcoholic beer. Yeah. Thank you for bringing it. Cheers.
Cheers.
I do kind of like holding the bottle.
Yeah.
There's something about that.
Well, I guess because there's no beer, it makes you feel like you're drinking a beer.
It does.
Maybe. We had the Heineken 00 a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I don't like this one as much.
I prefer the Heineken. I think the Heineken was a cleaner but finish. But it does smell a little
bit. They nailed the smell.
It's got that corn.
It smells just like a Corona. If you like the smell of a Corona, it smells just like one.
It's hot and you're on a beach. A Corona is a pretty solid beer to have.
I think I like this one more than the Heineken.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. It's a childhood beer, the Corona.
You're five, remember five on the beaches of Mexico. And
exactly. San Felipe.
Can I have something to drink? Here, mijo, have a Corona.
No, seriously. That's the one beer I was allowed to drink as a kid. They give me a little sip.
There you go. Oh, that's great.
Very good.
Great memories.
Mm. Family beer for us was Löwenbräu.
Yeah,
that was like special occasion. Special occasion beer.
We were banquet beer people. So of course.
Okay. Well, while we have a beer in air quotes in hand, it's time for toast, roast, and pour one out. What did you bring? What you got?
All right, so
I see you got a pile of
I know, I got some stuff. Well, because people have been asking about this, and it just kicked off a couple weekends ago, and it finally took place. Florida Man Games finally happened in St. Augustine, Florida. We talked about this way before. Yes. It was just an idea, and it actually happened. These guys made it happen, a vision. So it actually happened. To give you guys kind of those that did not watch it on television or follow it on social media.
Was it on television?
I don't know about that, but it was definitely on social media. They had live feeds on certain social media stuff you can do it. But the games kicked off, Star Spangled Banner being played on an electric guitar.
Nice.
Spectators were drinking beers and cheering and shouting expletives at the teams that were battling in contests. And basically events that were inspired by real events that have happened in Florida. Right. So first event... it was an eating contest. And so James Gordon, he won the first event. He wolfed down a plate loaded with barbecue pork and sausage, faster than his nearest competitor. So it was basically how fast can you eat these plates?
Good job, James.
And he celebrated by chugging a beer.
Nice.
And he said his quote after he won, he said, "Hey, I've lived in Florida my whole life. After washing sauce from his hands and beard, they're calling these events." He says, "I'm calling this fucking Tuesday afternoon." So there you go. James Gordon, American hero. They had other events where contenders were dueling in muddy water in an inflatable pool, and they're hitting each other with weapons that were made from pool noodles and duct tape.
Nice.
Kind of a jousting setup. There was another theft simulation relay in which competitors raced around while they were holding bicycles, copper pipes, and catalytic converters. One competitor, Larry Donnelly, said he trained for that relay race by riding a bicycle around his neighborhood with a second bike strapped to his back, and it paid off last week Saturday when he won his heat after picking up a bike in each hand and running with them. Other events included contenders wearing wrestling sumo style while holding pitchers of beer, running from actual sheriff's deputies while jumping fences and avoiding obstacles, and other faced a scramble. They tried to grab cash that was flying around in a simulated hurricane winds. So basically what the guy who organized this, he says, "Hey, we're giving every person an opportunity to live a day in the life of Florida man." And he did say that he had to tone down some of the racier aspects of the Florida man contest or mythos because they needed to get a permit from the city. And he says, usually with Florida man, there's a lot of drugs and nudity. He said, but the city frowned on that when he asked if they could have drugs and nudity. So they said, no drugs and nudity this year to get your permit.
Yeah, you start small.
Yeah.
You know, get your foot in the door.
Right. Built.
But I'm toasting there. American ingenuity, dreams do come true. These guys had a vision. And Florida man
I like that people train for it. Like, yes. Like James Gordon, I think, just showed up. It's yes. Tuesday well, after,
he said
as you said.
Yeah, it's F and
but
Tuesday.
Larry Donnelly,
yeah, he trained.
He trained. I'm going to ride around with a bike strapped to me. I'm not. I bet he went everywhere for like 2 months with a bike strapped to his back.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive, Florida man. You know, most of the time, Florida man is in the mocking, roast, and pour side. This time, Florida man is the toast of the town.
It made a toast. Wow.
Yeah.
It made toast.
They took a year of planning to get there, but they did it.
They did it.
How about roast?
And then roast, I've got to stay on that side of the continent there. South Carolina, they want to bring back the firing squad and the electric chair, as their argument is that painless deaths are not mandated. That's their argument. So basically what happened is that there's a case in front of that they should bring back the electric chair and firing squad. There's a case before their Supreme Court saying, hey, those are cruel and unusual punishments. And the governor says, hey, all three methods are allowed, and courts have never held that that death has to be instantaneous or painless. So a little bit of roast to South Carolina, because they're, I don't know what you'd even say with that. They're just bringing pain back and saying, hey, you know, just saw that and I was like, wow, that's amazing. Here we are, 2024, and their reasoning to bring back firing squads is, hey, you know what? No one says it has to be painless.
Okay, but it does, and you quoted the Constitution.
Yeah,
it should. Does say it.
But yeah. So we'll find out. Okay. We'll find out. That is before the Supreme Court there, and we'll see what happens there.
And that got all the way to the Supreme Court. The state?
South Carolina.
State Supreme Court. Okay. I'm going to say, because that's a super easy one for a judge to say, line 7.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I was in a good mood. Thanks
for that. Sorry about that for bringing down the...
Did you feel that heavy?
Well, I've got a good pour if that drug's bummed you out. Yeah, so I'll bring it back up with the pour. So here, I'm pouring one out for sleep. Going back to Florida.
Well, they just need magic wine.
Yeah, exactly. Going back to Florida. So basically in Tampa, Florida, apparently there's been strange noises that have been keeping the residents up there at night. And they said that the thrumming, as they called it, is so loud that at times it sends tremors through their houses. And they've been trying to figure this out, I guess, forever and ever and ever to figure out what is going on. Why is it doing this? They thought maybe it's from the local Air Force base, or maybe party boats are blasting their bass beats way too much. Maybe construction workers are to blame and so on and so forth. Well, it turns out a local scientist has come up with, hey, this is the reason why. And it's basically the black drumfish is mating.
Where's Doc when you need him?
I know.
Yeah.
So apparently when the black drumfish is, you know, getting thumping. Ready to mate or thumping, they produce low frequency drumming sounds by flexing their muscles against their swim bladder.
Yeah.
So,
I've done that.
and he says they tend to mate and fill the sea with this racket on winter nights, which probably explains the uptick in noise residents are hearing around this. So
they're not that big. I'm just looking at a picture.
Yeah. They said that they can actually grow up to 5.5 feet long.
Oh,
okay. Some of them can. And apparently these sounds are going back to 2021, and they cannot figure out what it is. And so one resident there, Sarah Healy, she basically started raising funds on GoFundMe to be able to fund this investigation by the scientists. So he's looking into all this. He's checking it out and seeing, hey, is this really the reason? And the thing that was interesting about it is apparently he was being interviewed and he told, this is something that's been going on for a long time. He says back in the 1970s, they used to call this the Punta Gorda Growl. That's what they called that. He says, so it's been going on and known about for a long time. People might say, how is that possible? But it says underwater sounds can travel, they think, basically through tunnels or via the ground, and it comes up and it's creating this low frequency sound that is happening. So I don't know what the solution to it is. I guess it's just sit back and enjoy it if you're in the wintertime there in Tampa. Yeah. But
just mindset.
Yeah, just watch out for that black drumfish.
Yeah, no, someone's having a good time.
Exactly. Yeah. So sleep is gone in Tampa, Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Toast, Roast, and Pour One Out. And not to give the Corona non-alcoholic, send them over to Mateo. You brought us some.
So I was very excited when I saw the theme today, which the theme is basically, this is our kickoff show to head to Texas. So I went into my beer cellar there of some of my best beers, and I decided to share one with you guys tonight. Sorry, Joe.
Nice.
But I brought a Jester King, which is it is my favorite brewery that I think I've ever been to.
It was also listed as best brewery in Texas.
It's also been always is named in top breweries everywhere. And then my favorite beer from there is their Atrial Rubicite, which they put out once a year.
you have to get on a waiting list to get, you know, get the bottles, or you have to show up and get. So I got a bunch of bottles. So I brought a bottle to share with you guys. To me, this is like everything a sour should be. So I'm excited to share it with you guys. And this is a good kickoff for us heading to Jester King. We're actually going to stay at Jester King.
We're three nights.
They may or may not have any of this left, but they'll have a lot of good beers. It's funny because I follow them and they keep releasing beers, and they're actually releasing a special beer for the Eclipse and stuff like that. So it'll be pretty fun. But it's
worthy to pour this.
For the PGW crew that's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're honoring us.
Oh,
it's just jammy and juicy. And
it looks jammy. Red.
It does look.
Pink head. Oh, the tartness. It does actually make your mouth water.
Mm-hmm.
It, the tartness is so prominent on the nose.
Just pouring it, this whole room started smelling a lot better.
Yeah, right?
It gets stinky in here sometimes.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's Joe.
Yeah.
The raspberries just come out. Yeah. Barrel-aged sour beer, fermented dryness. Oh, my goodness. Now, I've been lucky enough, you've shared one of these before with me, and it was an absolute delight.
My whole face just like twitched.
Mateo is a huge fan.
Well, you got to have it in the right mindset. And yeah. I think, like I said, if you don't, I mean, but this is like from a sour beer is about as good because it is, it's a pucker, but it is so smooth on the finish.
It's a sipper, and know that you're getting into something special. Remember, one of our goals as a podcast, like, can we get a free beer? That was an early goal. Yeah. Smile Talent, you're on camera, was to get Mike Lopez on the show.
Yeah, he brought one of these.
And he kind of introduced this to us and told the story of going there, and thank goodness he did.
That's right.
Like that was in Joe's living room.
That was.
Oh, that smells just wonderful.
Let me have a sniff of it. I can sniff it. I just can't snort it.
I'm going to say that the smell and the taste are so closely linked.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we'll smell a beer and you can really pick up something on the nose and then it's not there in the taste, which sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Sure.
But this one.
Yeah, I've got a couple more bottles, I'll share with you when you're able to drink so you can have some. And like I said, I'm hoping, I mean, I think they probably won't have any left when we get there, but if they do, we'll work on getting some of them. But they'll have so many good beers to try. And I'll get some when they come out next year too.
Talk about the Florida man, guys, starting with having a dream.
Yeah.
What do we think? We might take this right out of the podcast, by the way. That we put it out to listeners. You know, we were lucky enough to share some Shamrock tickets. Mm-hmm. We Beer X tickets. We were able to share some of those. Well, we put it out and bring a guest in and open up one of these with a listener that's won the right to come into studio, tell their story. We have a couple horse that we've hidden away.
I've got some trial and ales, which are you can't even get in here in the United States. They're only up from Edmonton. So
putting that one away. I'm thinking about that.
I like it. Let's see what we can put together.
See if we can get someone in here that normally wouldn't.
Also, he said Horace. A couple of Horaces.
Horace. Yes.
Yeah, a couple of whores. Oh. We're going to bring some whores in. Oh, dear. It's a whole different podcast now. One shows off of, what's after Lent.
This is the one Irish festival. Jesus.
I like whores. The podcast.
Horace. Oh. Yeah, I said we might just cut this all right out.
Prior to that, yes.
But just spitballing.
That's all right. Well, with that in mind, we're talking about Texas, aren't we? Speaking of horse.
Texas has a horse in it.
Yes.
It does. All right.
Oh, I didn't know if you were cue me in or you want me to go.
I've been to Texas one time. I'm so embarrassed now. I'm blushing. Interfering with my enjoyment of this. I've embarrassed myself. I've been to Texas one time, and my big takeaway in Corpus Christi is when I was sitting at a brewery and I looked across and there was a gun shop, tattoo shop combined with a giant billboard on this tiny little street where you didn't need a giant billboard, but because everything's bigger in Texas, and a giant billboard of people posing with their tattoos of guns all together, all that. And I thought that probably encapsulates at least a part of the population, right?
There,
nailed it.
Yeah.
But the brewery is quite good. So,
yeah.
You've got some expertise. I did a little research, so I got a couple things.
Let's see what you got.
Well, I've just got some of the things. I looked up some expectations, and I saw some of the things vernacular.
I got vernacular, some vernacular, so I'll fill in what you don't have.
Helpful. All right, so some expectations, and these are just some small things, and I did find this to be sure. Tip your hat, say ma'am or sir. People are going to do that, and you should do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, okay. That's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very friendly there.
there was a guy during COVID that the cowboy that had the museum.
Yeah.
Remember the guy? Yeah. That guy was awesome. But instead of shaking hands, he'd say tip of the hat and consider it shaken.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I like that. So another expectation, any kind of food that can be made in the shape of the state of Texas will be made in the shape.
That's fair. Of the state of Texas. Pancakes, chicken fried steak, all that good stuff. A lot of fried food.
Don't express any discontent with Tex-Mex food, even though it's not as good as Mexican food. Do not say that.
That's probably fair. I've never ventured in that, but I would agree with you. But they have some great Mexican food, too.
Yes. And don't dare say, oh, it's better at home, about anything. Don't say ever. It. That's you can true. Think it.
Yeah.
Well, you can think
unless
it.
Well, unless they know
but
they
don't say it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair.
As Jackie Gleason said, as Sheriff Buford T. Justice. So those are some, what else should we expect?
Well, here's, I got did little things on that. So a couple of things just from a history standpoint, I've made, I don't know how many trips now to Texas, been a lot of places in Texas. I really love Texas. I think it's a great place and every town is different, has a different feel, different vibe to it. Breweries are awesome all over the place, but Austin honestly is I think it's the best and it's got the best brewery. So I'm really excited for you guys to check it out and see it. And there's so much, the food, everything is great. Texas just in of itself, in case you guys, for those that don't know, I'll give you a little history first of all, but Texas is actually the only state that it was at an independent nation at some point. In fact, it's the only state that came to the United States through a treaty rather than annexation. So it is unique. And as a result of that, you see tremendous state pride there in Texas. One of the things I think that's amazing is driving across Texas or through any of the areas of Texas, whether main roads or back roads, is you see Texas flags everywhere. Tremendous state pride. You see more Texas flags than you even see United States, U.S. flags, which is unique because you don't see that in California. You don't drive down a street and see everybody flying a California flag. People fly the U.S. flag here. And I think that's true in most states, but it's really interesting. And one of the things I found out, I've been doing this, was that the red, white, and blue of the Texas state flag are legally required to exactly match the colors on the U.S. flag. So I thought that was interesting. That's their colors. That's part of their
state. That's their tip of the hat.
Yes.
That there is another flag.
And then it's also funny because, everything is bigger in Texas that, and we'll see this in Austin, their Capitol building, it's a replica of the U.S. Capitol, but it's bigger. It's actually bigger.
Well played.
So I thought that's, it's 15 feet taller than the U.S. Capitol. So I think that's kind of funny.
Perfect.
Yeah. Other things that we're going to get a chance to see, the largest bat colony in North America is right in, well, actually it's out of San Antonio, but we'll go to Congress Street Bridge and every night in the spring through the summer, man, millions of bats just take off and head out for the night. And it's a big thing. It's a big tourist thing to do. So we'll check that out. I thought this was interesting because it's big, but Texas is actually larger than any European country. That's pretty impressive that there's not one. And there's a ranch on there called King Ranch that has 825,000 acres, which is actually 75 square miles more land than the entire state of Rhode Island. So think about that ranch that's big.
One ranch.
Fun facts about Texas cows. It's illegal to milk someone else's cows. So Joe,
fair. I won't
keep that in mind when you're
can I flash streaking. It?
Especially,
you can flash
especially it. That Sunday by Sunday night. And that's when I'm worried about
the fine though. However, the fine will not exceed $10.
I'm doing it.
Oh, milk away. What do you do? Fine me $10.
Yeah. The other thing to give you an idea of how big Texas is Anthony, Texas is closer to San Diego, California than it is to Beaumont, Texas. So that's kind of crazy when you think about it. So like when you're in El Paso, Texas, which is the first real city if you're driving out on the 10 there, that's actually closer to San Diego than it is to like wild. Austin. It's like the halfway point between Austin and so just kind of crazy how big Texas is. And then that the fastest speed limit in the United States can be driven in Texas. The highway Interstate 35, there's a toll road between Austin and San Antonio and it's 85 miles an hour.
Nice.
So you can go as fast as your car will take you on that one. So those were kind of some of my facts.
My little rental car will take
you. Some of my facts about Texas that I thought were kind of interesting.
I'm gonna pause here because I'd like Mateo now that the atrial rubicite has warmed up a little bit and you're prepped now. You're puckered.
Yeah, you know
now.
What you're getting
properly
into.
Puckered.
Sip it.
And the jamminess should come forward as it warms up, and that tartness fall doesn't go away.
No,
it does not go away. But it kind of falls into its right place instead of when it was freshly open and it's cold. It's really up forward. Beer just gets better and better.
No, I like it a lot. I genuinely do. It's
I just wanted you to appreciate. Oh gosh, I just shut up this no,
episode. For me, it's like the sour and sweet things. Yeah. They hit me right in the teeth really hard.
No, that's fair.
It's hard to get over, but no, I like it. I like a good sour. Well, like the wild berries and barrel slushies are good. Yeah, this is good too.
This ain't my first rodeo, which is something I read is something I will hear when I'm in Texas. People will say that.
You will say
that.
You want to hear some other people say?
Yeah.
They might even refer to this one right now. All hat, no cattle. That's basically to Texas to someone who has a lot of bravado but basically can't back it up.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of that in Austin.
All hat, no cattle.
Dumb as a box of rocks was one. I saw that was
another one. Another one I got is corn fed, and that has nothing to do with corn. I would say a lot of people in this podcast are corn fed. It's for broad husky men.
Got it.
Or people.
Got it.
Right? Got it. All right. Yes.
Useless as tits on a boar.
Yeah, they are useless.
That's Paul up in Seattle. That was one. That's a favorite of his.
You're going to hear a lot of people say fixin' to. I'm fixin' to do something. Like, I'm fixin' to go to the store. I'm fixin' to go to the brewery. We'll hear a lot of that.
Like a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
Yeah,
that's fair. A lot of terms for people who are on the verge of useless, on the threshold of useless.
Yeah.
I've got a couple when they're talking about weather, because the crazy thing about weather in Texas is it is extreme, right? So they have a lot of... if it's very dry, they might say something like, it's so dry, I'm spitting cotton. If it's a thunderstorm, they might say, hey, that's a real toad strangler. If it's hot, super hot, they say, man, this is hotter than a honeymoon hotel. If it's very cold, they might say, cold as a cast iron commode.
Okay.
Right, that tracks.
And then if it's very gusty, windy weather, they say, the wind's blowing like perfume through a prom.
Okay.
So some of those there.
Come hell or high water.
That's true.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. Fits right in there.
This one is if you need to tell someone, hey, be prepared. You're like, keep your saddle oiled and your gun greased.
There you go.
I'd be so concerned if someone just came up to me and said that. Man,
I have some here that if I hear, I'm a little nervous. Madder than a wet hen. Okay, that tells me danger. We're entering a danger zone.
Fair. Yeah. If you want to have someone repeat something, you say, hey, lick that calf again.
Oh, okay.
Lick that calf again.
How did that become
a saying? I don't know, but it's here.
No?
Lipstick on a pig. Mm-hmm. All right, that's one we've heard before.
I've heard that one too. If you want someone to mind your own business, or you're just saying, hey, I'm going to mind my own business, you say, hey, not my barn, not my cattle. Or hey, skin your own buffalo.
Skin your own buffalo. Okay. Back on the useless, that dog won't hunt.
That dog won't hunt. That's
kind of mine. I can picture someone saying
that. Don't waste your time or your effort. That's what I'm saying. Hey, why shear a pig?
But there are people, why shear a pig? Of course, there are people who are very busy, very useful doing stuff, busier than a $2 whore on nickel night.
That is fair.
That was whore, not Horace.
Whore. That's good. Clarification.
This is for someone... Joe, don't act without thinking. You say, hey, don't squat on your spurs.
Yeah. Not again.
Yeah.
Sure. Could you imagine a $2 Horace nickel night, though?
I'm buying that bottle. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
Yeah. And then actions that include unwise or impulsive ones, you might say, hey, lie down with dogs and get up with fleas.
Yeah, that's an old Spanish proverb.
Yeah.
I have used that in class before.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pulgas.
Pulgas. That's right.
That's all I remember from it.
Yeah, that's good.
Perros and pulgas. Y pulgas. Because that's all I would say is I'd look at a kid and say, perros y pulgas. And then they'd fill in the blanks for me.
Yeah, I get it.
I maxed out at that one.
Yeah.
And what are, so.
And I got one other one.
Yeah.
One more. My last one here is that when. You know, bad things happen and can happen to anybody. It's any mule's tail can catch burrs.
That's true.
So, but the bottom line is when you go there, don't worry about, you know, all the lingo. If you can't remember it, they basically say just a howdy, y'all, shake hands, be friendly, and everybody will be all right there.
Tip your hat.
Yeah, tip your hat.
We're going to be fine. Yeah. We're friendly people. Okay. They're friendly people.
And if you don't understand, say, hey, lick that calf again.
I'm just not going to say that anything I've had is better at home. And I'm not, I'm a guest.
That's fair.
I'm going to know my role.
I went to a bean cook-off in South Texas once.
Nice.
Yeah, and I met Walter Jr. from Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Pretty cool. My uncle hosted the Grito, and it was pretty cool.
Was it Mexican Independence Day?
No, it was just Charo Days.
Just a Charo. Okay, nice. Yeah,
Brownsville, Texas.
Nice.
Every Tuesday.
Could be.
Could be. I'm excited.
It should be a lot of fun. So, and we didn't even really get into the real reason we're going there is for the eclipse.
Right.
Because on April 8th is Austin is in the path of totality, and we're supposed to get about 3+ minutes of, I'm assuming, darkness, because we're right there.
And we will be at Jester King Brewery
For that.
During the eclipse.
Yeah.
Full report to come.
Yeah. Among many other breweries we're hitting while we're there.
So give me your top three. Top three. Someone's going to Austin like we are. And you gave me, we have quite a list, and we have shirts with everything listed on, and there's going to be full reports coming. But someone's in Austin for an afternoon. They can go to three places.
Yeah.
Where do they got to go?
Well, here's what I'd say. It's kind of hard to narrow it down because it'd be like coming to San Diego because you have downtown Austin, but then you have the hill country or like Dripping Springs area, which is where Jester King is. But I'd say Jester King has to be on your top three if you're there. Pint House has to be on it. That's probably my favorite downtown brewery. I don't know. I'm partial to a lot of the other ones that are out in the hill country. Beerberg's pretty awesome. Twisted X is pretty awesome. Downtown, Lazarus is really cool. There's so many good breweries. I mean, if you're just downtown,
all right, I'm going to ask it a different way. Cause
it'd be like saying you're coming to San Diego and you leave out
breweries in Austin. So I'm going to ask this different.
You leave out North County and you only do San Diego, or you only go to South Bay and you don't go to, you know, it's such a big spot and there's so many good breweries.
So I'm going to ask different. Cause you gave me two. All right. So Pine House.
Yeah.
Jester King. I'll throw those out cause we're going both places and we're getting an interview.
Okay.
Where's the next place I'm going because their swag is sweet? Because you're a swag guy.
I am a swag guy.
Where am I going to get the best swag?
Oh, that's
because I'm picturing Lazarus Brewing.
I'll be honest with you. My favorite swag is Pine House because they have the pirate guy and they never have my size. I've gone there so many times and every time I go there, my size is not there. So I'm hoping they'll have my size when I go to Pine House this time because I've been trying to get. It's just cool. It's got the skull and crossbones and it's a very simple logo. That's one of my favorite ones. But I'm trying to. Oh, we're going to Shiner. Shiner has the best swag. Okay, and we are going to Shiner, but that's nowhere near Austin. It's like an hour out, but we are heading to Spatzel Brewing in Shiner, Texas, which is where they make Shiner Bock.
And that's, we're getting a tour.
That's a great brewery, and they have some great swag.
Couldn't be more excited. Mateo, you gonna tag along?
You're going to be in Italy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, nice.
Good for you.
Have a Peroni. Cheers. Salute.
How exciting.
Yeah.
So where are you, in one place or traveling around?
Going Florence, going to be in Rome for Easter, Amalfi Coast, Venice, back to Florence.
Sounds amazing.
Quite a trip.
Oh, it's going to be scary. I'm learning Italian right now. Let's go.
Perfect.
Hence the ciao.
All right. Well, cheers. Thank you for sharing this amazing beer. Cheers.
We'll see you on the other side.
Right, next time you hear from us, we're in Austin. Listeners, thank you for spending some time with us. Remember, rate us, review us wherever you get our podcast. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter. Visit our website, ilikebeerthepodcast.com. We'd love to keep drinking, but right now, we got to run.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5, or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.